is a News 1130 special report.
We are here with Phil Lind, author of Right Hand Man, how Phil Lind guided the genius of Ted Rogers, Canada's foremost entrepreneur. First question, what made you write the book?
A number of reasons, but the main one was that when I was talking to our newer employees, and they assumed that Rogers was always there. I mean, 40 years ago, Rogers was, or 40 or 50 years ago, Rogers was nothing. Wasn't even, no one knew about Rogers. So today, everyone says, Bell, Rogers, tell us, you know, but they were always here, but they weren't always here. And I think the interesting thing about Ted was that Ted went from zero to, when he died, his company was worth market cap of over $20 billion in one generation. No one's done that in Canada. No one, ever. So I thought that itself is worthy of writing about.
Now, reading the book, a lot of it reads like a history of cable in this country. A lot of the things you were either a part of or you witnessed it being pioneered. For instance, simultaneous substitution, which we kind of take for granted today, but which was pretty novel in its time.
It sure was, and it was very controversial at the time. But we forced it through, and American broadcasters ultimately were satisfied with it. They don't like it because they wanted their commercials on, but they came to grips with it, which was very, very fortunate for us, because simultaneous program substitution has made the difference in Canadian broadcasting. Without it, we wouldn't have a Canadian broadcast, a TV broadcasting system today.
Another thing that I found interesting was the TV fireplace, also originating at Rogers.
Yep, the fireplace and Speaker's Corner and a number of other things. Ted loved innovation, and he loved new things and innovative things. And often the CRTC said, "No, you can't do that." And so we had to take the service down. But sometimes they would, and they would allow it, and we made history in doing so.
Now, a lot of the book you talk about July 1st, 1998, your stroke, of course. You had to relearn so much, yet you've accomplished so much since then. What's your advice to survivors?
First thing, I don't recommend anyone having a stroke. It is a very, very bad thing to have, especially a severe stroke. I was in bed. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I could barely think. I could not write. I could do almost nothing. It's hard to come back from that, but you do. But it takes time, and it takes and sleep. I mean, I used to sleep 12, 13, 14 hours a day. It's such a cathartic thing to your system. It's like you're dying, you're dead or almost dead, and then you come back, barely come back. So it's a tough thing to do, but a lot of people have done it.
As we wrap up here, I noticed that Sunday will mark 10 years since Ted's passing. Overall, what do you think you learned most from Ted Rogers?
Perseverance and be a good listener. He was an intense, what are the other people doing? Why are they doing that? What's motivation there? And Ted had a burning desire himself to succeed. So in that head of his, he listened to all these ideas and then grabbed onto some of them and ran with them. And I was fortunate enough to be along beside him, and just along for the ride, really.
Do you ever see a day, and this might be a sensitive question, do you ever see a day when a Rogers will be helming Rogers again?
No, I don't. I think that professional management is called for here. I think, you know, being an owner is quite different than being an operator. And Ted was both, but and founders have to be both. But it's rare. It can happen, but it's rare that second and third and fourth generation have the same sort of oomph that the founder does. And so they can be terrific owners. They can help steer the thing. They can provide strategic advice. But I don't think any of them would even want to work 15 hours a day like Ted did. I don't think, I mean, they value their children and their lives more. But Ted just worked. That's all he did was work. From the time he woke up to the time he went to bed, worked. That's all he did.
You're listening to News 1130, Vancouver's breaking news, traffic, and weather station.